T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. Going to get Jay Caulfield back on the line in a moment here. Our out of office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Ron, I'm going to ask Jay this question in just a moment. Who do you think would be the better matchup in the first round for the Penguins, the Islanders or the Capitals?
Well, both of them scare the heck out of me, but I would think the Islanders would be better. Washington just, you know, Ovechkin, I can't get past him. What a great player he is. And I also think the Anders Lee situation, them not having him in the Islanders is a real big deal. So I would say I would prefer, the Islanders.
Jay Caulfield back on the line. I'll turn that question to you, Jay. Should it come down to Penguins against either the Islanders or Capitals in the first round, which one of those matchups is better for the Penguins?
Yeah, I think the Penguins can get the Islanders. I know they play. Their goaltending's been great, but they have to work hard. If you look at the goals that they produce, I mean, they really have to get it from all sides. They're going to hurt. They're going to be. I said it before that Anders Lee. They're going to miss that. And I know the addition they have with Zajac and Palmieri, but it's not replacing what that guy did. So I think the Islanders would be a better matchup than the Penguins and Caps. I think the most entertaining one is going to be that. But that's talent against talent. And it really, with this Mantha addition, if he can produce like they're hoping he can, that's going to make them. They're going to have the three solid lines that produce. And I think the Islanders would be a better matchup. And you have to be careful what you wish for. I hate to say that, but I just think that they have to work extremely hard. They've got talent, but they're going to miss Anders Lee. And I think it's a better one.
I couldn't agree more with that, Jay. You mentioned the Capitals. Are you a Laviolette guy? I mean, do you think he's a really good coach? He's bounced around, obviously, yep. But he's had some success too.
Yeah, I think he's a good coach. I mean, what he did in Carolina, what he did in Nashville, Phil. I mean, yeah, I think he always gets the most out of his teams. And I still think that Verana, I mean, you got to give up something to get something, but they put him, he was in the doghouse quick. And I still think that might be one that they're going to miss that speed. We all talk about the speed game and they're going to miss that guy that flies around a little bit. But, yeah, I think Laviolette's a good coach. But Barry Trotz, if you're going to compare against coaches, Barry Trotz certainly is the one that – and, look, they both won cups, so I think they're all be good. And it's about – I still think no matter what we talk about, goaltending is going to be such a key thing for every team. And if either ones, if the Caps can't get it, the Penguins will roll by that. And if the Islanders get it, that makes it difficult too.
So Sully says they're going to go with Carter at center to start out with. I wonder what that means for Jared McCann, who has been playing pretty well in the middle. Of course, he's played well on the wing as well. Where do you think? Who do you think Carter's first line mates are here? Who should they be?
Yeah, I think it's I just what we were saying about 10 minutes ago. I think if you look at I think it's because with Goudreau or with Malkin out, I mean, you can slot him right up in the second line right now. I mean, you can, or you keep McCann. They're flying, so keep. You can keep McCann up top. I'll be interested to see this lineup tonight or tomorrow night too. But that's what I said. Carter can move up and down. I mean, to start him off with, do you start him? Do you keep him? You keep McCann as it is. Well, they're pretty effective. So maybe you keep that right now, and Carter's in the third slot, and then you work around that. Again, still until we see all the injuries played out, and I do believe, I don't know what's the deal on Gaudreau other than I believe they said week to week. Is that what it is for Gaudreau as well?
Yes.
I believe that's what they said, Jay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would still keep, you're winning, I would keep that second line together, and then you funnel together guys between, you know, on the sides of Carter and see what you got. But certainly if it's, you could easily place, I think if all things being equal, if we talk that way, if Malkin's back and Kapanen's back, then that's your second line, and you could have Zucker and McCann there. But if you have Zucker, then you have Carter with McCann on the left. And you also have the option of putting Carter on the right with McCann in the middle. So their options just went through the roof with great talent and things like that. So it's so hard to see what they're going to do and who's going to be in the lineup for tomorrow night. But I like them either way. But I could easily see – I would keep McCann with Zucker and Rodriguez right now just because they've been playing well together.
Jay, this power play has just been out of sight, and I know it can be cyclical. I think they're 11 for 27 in the last 8 or 9 games. Is it McCann? Do you notice a difference out there? Why is it all of a sudden taken off?
I think they were just due. I think they were due for – they're just too talented to keep down that much, and I think when guys go out there and they I always will go back to the idea of, you know, it's retrievals. When you keep plays alive in that offensive zone and you wear down the penalty killers, you're going to get so many, the openings, just that the seams are bigger, all these kind of things, and the tap-ins are there. I think they're so skilled that it was only a matter of time for them to start to break loose. I think McCann's addition, obviously, look, he leads the Penguins with power play goals, so certainly that's a big thing for him, and then certainly for the Penguins and what it meant. He cycles up high. He rolls up to that high that we've been talking about so many weeks for the last couple of weeks. Like, it's a different little look for the Penguins. You know, it's not a one-time look. It's like what I always said, if you watch the Toronto Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews, he's on the strong side, and he kind of comes up high and swings up, and best release in the game by far. And McCann is doing the same thing for the Penguins. He's on that left side, and he does swing up high. Teams know they're going to do it, but they haven't had an answer for it. So when you get that great look and then a shot to the net, and then they win the battles down low, Ron, that's why their pucks are through. Also, Letang's doing an outstanding job at center point. So you have that. You have guys winning battles, keeping plays alive, wearing them down. You're going to eventually get the great, great looks, and they've been burying them.
Jay, Zach Aston-Reese has been a little quiet lately. I think he has 3 total shots in the last 3 games. He has only 1 goal in the last 9 and only 2 points in the last 9. What do you think they have here moving forward with Aston-Reese? He's 26. When he came back, I thought he played really well. What do they have with him?
Yeah, I think somebody's solid defensively. They're reliable defensively in the defensive zone. They take a lot of draws, their line. But that's not all they want from him. So I think he goes down, his play goes down when Tanev went out. I don't know if they probably mirror that, right? I mean, if you look at his numbers, and I think that's a big part. He had a speedy guy on the wing. They worked really well together, he, Bluger, and Tanev. I think when these guys went out, that impacted him. But what they do know they have is somebody who's very reliable defensively, makes the smart plays. But I think they want somebody that's going to be hard on the forecheck all the time. Like, you know, that difference maker, a body that can finish checks and finish with authority. Because it shouldn't change. When you lose a couple guys, he has to be able to maintain the same play, and they're not getting that. But I do think they'll tell you that they like what he brings. And it's defensively, he's reliable, smart, hockey sense, and they can put him in situations when they need something defensively to be tidied up, and he does it. So, but I think he's got to find his game if a player goes out of the lineup, and that's a big thing because they're not gonna, they don't want to pay guys just to be, hey, okay, you're really good defensively, but you're not producing right now. We need guys who are going to produce. But he's a staple for them. And I think when Bluger and with Tanev getting back, I believe that line will be thrust right together. It'll be interesting with Carter. Let's go with that a little bit. But Jeff Carter comes in here. Here's a playmaker, a big guy in the middle who's got a right-handed shot, looking for the left side. It's easier when you're right-handed shot. The left side's an easier play all the time. This could be something that's good for him, maybe because they got to give him wingers that produce. And I could see him getting a look right now. It'd be interesting to see guys how that's going to play out going forward. But this might just be what Tanev needs. I mean, rather, Zach Aston-Reese needs until you get Tanev and that speed back. This will be an interesting little fit going forward. That's why it's so hard to project what are those lines going to be. But that could be your natural mix. If I went with what I do, keep McCann's line together, Carter with Zach Aston-Reese, and whenever they want to get on the right. But Zach Aston-Reese needs somebody that's going to get him the puck in the right places.
Well, Jay, Mike DeFabo tweeted out the lines at practice today. Gensel, Crosby, yep. Rust, McCann, Carter, and Zucker as the second line. Aston-Reese, Bluger, and Rodriguez, the third line. Zahorna, Jankowski, and Sevier, the fourth line. What do you think of those, Jay?
Well, I can see. I mean, I can see that. I understand that. I mean, I've been very easy to fall. Look, I mean, it depends what you need to spread around a little bit. If you're just not getting anything then below the top two lines, then you can see Carter filter down. I think anyway it's going to work. That's why I said it's very hard to project what are they going to do and who's in the lineup. Really a shame about the Goudreau thing, but it frees up another player. It gives Jankowski second life, and he's going to come out and produce. Look, you got to give Carter. You got to put him in a position to succeed, too. You want to see him get the puck. You want to see his release. He's got a great shot. I can see that. That's a good line, too. I don't mind any of it, but I still think one day I would not be surprised to see that Zach Aston-Reese. If there's any stumble at all, you can see Rodriguez go back up, and then you put, Carter in the middle with Zach Aston-Reese on the left and find a right side.
Sounds like Zucker might be out of position there, Jay. No? On the right side? Jay, you there?
About Zucker? Yeah.
Sounds like he might be out of position. That's okay. He might be out of position there on the right side.
Yeah, he must be letting them know he's comfortable with it. I would rather – it's got to be a guy. Listen, some guys can handle that. Some guys don't. I'm still like a guy. I would have kept, if I looked at it, I would have kept Zucker right there and McCann and just like I talked about. I would go that route. But if you're putting a guy on the offside until guys get back, he's the guy that's smart enough, got the hockey sense, and still can score from any which way. But he's got to be a guy that's comfortable playing the offside.
All right, Jay Caulfield with us till the top of the hour. Next up. Pierre McGuire was on with the PM guys, as he is every week, and had a very interesting story involving one Jay Caulfield. We're going to get Jay's side of this story. We're going to play the Pierre clip and get Jay's side of the story coming up next on Cook and Joe and Jay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.